A leading Australia-based epidemiologist says New Zealand's plan to slow the spread of Omicron is sensible and should help to reduce the peak of the outbreak. The country is under the red traffic light setting after a group who travelled from the Tasman region to Auckland and back are confirmed to have the new variant. University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely is with us. Kia ora, Tony. Thank you for being with us again this morning. The red light setting, as it is called here, that is going to slow Omicron?
Morena, yep, it should do it quite nicely. Compared to what we did over here, which was not much, to be honest, going into Christmas and New Year in both New South Wales and Victoria, we were opening up at the stage. I think the New Zealand plan looks really quite good, to be honest. And by increasing those public health and social measures, decreasing density, it will slow it down. And what you're aiming to do here is to know that you're going to have roughly half the New Zealand population infected, but just do it slowly. So over here, we got, in Victoria, we got to 1,200 people maximum in hospital in any one given day, which is about half of what New South Wales did per capita. I reckon New Zealand can probably have that maximum at less than 900, probably, you know, 600 to 900 with good measures. I know those numbers sound scary, but you'll get through it pretty well. And the trick is just to slow things down. And I think your current settings should do that quite nicely.
Nonetheless, though, things like hospitality, restaurants and cafes still open with those lower number limits. But inevitably, that involves masks off indoors. Would you go to a cafe or restaurant?
Yep. My parents, who I was speaking to last night, they're Kiwis, obviously, I'm encouraging them to hunker down. So in about 10 days' time, once the numbers are up, people who are elderly or got comorbidities, hunker down. Stay at home if you can, have, you know, click and collect type delivery things and people dropping stuff off. So certainly if you're in the elderly or people with pre-existing disease, get yourself out of society in about 10 days or so, still about 10 days before the numbers will get up to a point where you're concerned. But for the rest of us, this is a relatively mild, not always, but usually relatively mild illness. And we're going to have about half of us get infected, and that's not the worst thing in the world because it'll give us better protection for whatever comes next.
The situation with masks, advice coming in a couple of days from the Ministry of Health. Of course, a lot of people looking at N95, but they've got to be properly fitted. What do you think is the best sort of mask to go for to stop the spread?
Okay, so any mask helps out, but better masks are better. So you've got your KN95s and your N95s, which are pretty similar, to be honest. There are issues with fitting them. If you're in a healthcare setting, you'd want them fitted properly, or an aged care setting. If you're a general citizen, like most of us are, then actually just having one of those will probably help. And particularly, again, for people who've got concerning comorbidities or are older, having those better masks on will help. When these measures will maximally help is when your numbers really do start to go up in about 3 to 4 weeks' time, because it'll help just slow things down. So if one was going to be distributing masks to lots of people, that's about the point you want to do it, so that you just slow those things down. But then the virus will eventually get to about half the New Zealand population regardless, but just slowing it down with things like better masks.
Rapid antigen tests, there's been a lot of back and forth on this. They're not widely available here as yet. Is it too early, usefully, to be using them in the outbreak?
Yeah, hold them back. Don't use them yet. So just to give you an idea on rapid antigen tests, over here in Victoria, we've just ordered 14 million just to get the schools back, which is just outrageous. It just hadn't never considered those numbers beforehand. So if you're going to have a sort of society working with the virus, you do, or you would like to have lots and lots of rapid antigen tests. Now, I don't know what the stockpiles are in New Zealand, but let's assume they're no more than 10 million. You want to use them wisely. So at the moment, they're used for people who want to go and visit somebody in aged care or staff in aged care or staff in healthcare services where they need to be regularly tested because it's a high-risk setting. And then you want to keep in your stockpiles enough for if the numbers really get out of control and you've got lots of people being furloughed and hospitals are really starting to strain because they've got, you know, 10%, then 20% of their staff at home. I see Air New Zealand starting to have some trouble now. You want to target those rats to those employees of those services so that you can try and keep those businesses ticking over at the highest point.
On this question of Omicron being milder, is it fair to say that it is milder, but is that only in sort of in the relief of Delta, if you like? Is this more like one of the earlier strains?
Yeah, it is more like one of the earlier strains. But remember, so many more of us are vaccinated now that that makes it milder again. So roughly speaking, compared to Delta 3 or 4 months ago when the world wasn't as heavily boosted and that sort of thing, the infection, so that's the percentage of all the people who get infected who actually will die from it, is probably only 1% to 5% of what it was for Delta. And the reasons are that so many people who get Omicron will actually be asymptomatic. They won't even know they've had it. And by the time we get to the people who are notified as a case, who are serious enough to go and get a PCR test or a RAT test when things go a bit different, they're already at the severe end. And even then, it's quite mild. So I'm not trying to trivialise Omicron. It still does end up killing people, but it's much less severe than Delta, and particularly so with the high vaccination rates. And there's one more point I want to make here that's a lesson that we've got over here, which is that you've still got Delta in the background. And so if we look at New South Wales, about a third of all the people in ICU were still those with Delta, and about half of the people dying were those with Delta. Yet Delta was probably only about 5% of the infections out in the community. So at the moment, New Zealand should be highly prioritising all its contact tracing to any residual Delta infections and trying to keep that low so you don't have a double epidemic. If you can try and make sure that the Delta is kept really, really low, so it's just Omicron spreading through New Zealand, that will make things a lot better, along with high vaccination rate, high boosting rates, wearing masks and all the rest of it.
Thank you very much, Ngamihi. That is Tony Blakely, Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Melbourne.